is what we dream about. But the only question with me now is, do I make you proud? Stronger than I've ever been now. Never be afraid of standing out. Taylor Hicks' debut single, Do I Make You Proud, sold more than 500,000 copies and entered Billboard's Hot 100 chart at number one. This accomplishment was not surprising, given the huge number of fans Taylor attracted during his reign on last season's American Idol. His fans, which include U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and President Bush, became known as the Soul Patrol. During the American Idol competition, Taylor received more than 63 million votes. He explains the connection he feels with his many fans.
They're the reason why you're here, and the reason why, you know, I'm here, and the reason why, you know, that I was given this amazing opportunity. And it's all about the people. The music that you perform as a musician is about the people. And obviously the people on the show voting for me, you know, you have to connect with them and you have to be thankful for what they do for you.
Where the city street meet the county road, where the sun is nice and warm. No matter how long I may roam, this song still takes us home, takes us home. It ain't no groove thing, it ain't no country twang. It's a simple refrain, it's a soul thing. It ain't no groove thing, it ain't no country twang. It's a simple refrain, it's a soul thing.
Soul Thing is one of two songs Taylor wrote long before his American Idol days. His major label debut also includes a remake of Marvin Gaye's Wherever I Lay My Hat, Rob Thomas's Dream Myself Awake, and The Right Place, which Bryan Adams co-wrote for Ray Charles shortly before his death. Taylor recorded the album in only 7 weeks, putting in 18-hour days with producer Matt Serletic. When asked about the diversity of his music, Taylor says,
It's what I like to call modern womp music, which is a combination of Cajun, jazz, funk, soul, and blues. And it's been a long time coming for me to be on a major label, and I've had so much help getting this album out. And so, if you like funky soul music, that's me.
Vibe magazine calls Taylor the embodiment of the last 50 years of popular music. His love for soul and blues music evolved while growing up in Birmingham, Alabama. At the age of 14, Taylor was playing harmonica in local blues clubs. Now 30, he's working on a book about the trials and tribulations he experienced before finding fame on American Idol. Rolling Stone magazine writer David Wilde will ghostwrite his story. Taylor's other plans for the near future include an appearance at this year's Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Then in late February, he'll kick off a North American concert tour. Here's Taylor Hicks with the first single from his self-titled debut album, Just to Feel That Way. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Feel you letting go, holding on, caught in between. Could you risk the pain, take the chance, your heart might bleed. Just to feel that way. Can't keep running in circles, I'm standing right here. Could you rewrite the